Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to move you all out.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Crush Grooves. I'm your hostess, the super fluffy fluff. Oh, so sexy, wonderful, awesome. Look fresh heart. And I also have my co-host,
Black Reporter.
Good evening.
Good Black evening.
You made it in the nick of time.
I mean, just slid right into the chair.
Right. Really did. Really did. How are you doing?
I am good. I am good, madam. I have a quick announcement to make for future. One of our normal panelists, Lady C, will be a little bit late tonight, but she will be here tonight.
Right.
She actually just passed on the information.
Okay. That's always a wonderful thing. We really do appreciate Lady C. Lady C may be getting a promotion soon, folks. So y'all need to stay tuned to Phone Fantasy Radio. Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Which is right now.
Loud accent, which is right now. This is what we call Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Now, you know on Crush Grooves, if you're just tuning in, you just became a member, every Thursday we have a brand new topic. Sort of a theme. And every second Tuesday, we have what we call the Boom Boom Room. And on the Boom Boom Room, we have some very mature, grown and sexy conversations. And we also play grown and sexy music. Am I right, Black Reporter?
You are absolutely correct.
Okay. Tonight, music selection-wise, I got an awesome track I want you to hear, Black Reporter.
Okay.
I'm going to start it off early. I want to get it out there real early. You know, we do our music section, three songs back-to-back, and slow jam. If you want to suggest a song to us, you can give us a call, 805-830-8320. You could also join us in the chat room right now, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, and sign up for a free account or sign into your account. I'm in the chat room live right now. Shout out to the guests that came and disappeared. you can also hit me up on Twitter or on Facebook if you have a song request, slow jams only tonight. Also the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Now,
if you want to be a part of our panelists, you can call that same number, 805-830-8320, And Crush will put you on hold, and we will talk to you down the line later on in the show.
Basically share your thoughts and stuff. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to start us off. Basically set the mood. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into our chat topic. Sound like a plan, Black Reporter?
Sound like a plan.
All right. So this is an oldie, but always a goodie. And it's perfect for Crush Grooves. So this is Surface. Don't disturb this groove.
I need you, baby.
Are you with me, Black Reporter?
Who are you?
Oh, who am I?
Who are you?
What do you mean?
Because McCrush, as I know, has thrown up so many barriers against putting jazz on our air. Lo and behold, in the sandwich piece of a three-set song, he throws down one of the sweetest songs I ever heard.
You like that jazz joint?
I like that joint.
Okay.
I like
that
joint.
What y'all been listening to so far. Three song set. We play R&B, slow jams. And I did something a little different today. Yes, I did. The first song I heard was Don't Disturb This Groove by Surface, because this is Crush Grooves with La Crush and Black Reporter. The second joint you were is something a little different. It's called You're Just What I Want, and it's by an independent artist, a wife and husband duo named U Secret. The last joint I heard was Where I Want to Be by Darnell Jones.
They were great. Now,
you enjoy
the only problem is, you don't have somebody on here who says that she will fall for sex every single time.
That's not a problem. Shout out to you, Secret. They sent me that song 4:00 this morning.
You're kidding me.
They sent me the song 4:00 in the morning. I listened to it, and I said, oh, I got to play it. And I said, I'm not going to play it to the middle of the set or the middle of the show. I want to play it at the beginning because I wanted to set a mood.
And I want to know if I was able to do that. So, Black Reporter,
yes,
you give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs way up.
Okay, something different. Maybe we'll have that more often. Also, from the 917-202, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What are you munching on?
Oh, my.
What are you munching on? You eat chicken?
Rice and chicken.
You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, Flapjack from Brooklyn.
Flapjack from Brooklyn, a.k.a.
Not
Chevy Baby.
What's up,
how you doing, Black Reporter? Hold on. How you doing, Black
Reporter? I'm okay, bro.
Yeah, swallow
okay,
that,
bro.
Son. Swallow that.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Please.
Can you hold on?
Pause.
Well, can you put me on hold for a minute?
Pause.
All right, cool.
I dare you.
Oh.
I dare
you,
Chef. Huh?
When you said the 917, I think I was thinking that I was our other co-host in the building, and she's the one who says that she loves sex, and I'm just trying to get her opinion on that song. So,
hi 917, BRYCKK.
Oh, she didn't press one.
BRYCKK.
Press one, girl.
Right, she's there. I know she's there. Anyway, she want to be in college.
Okay, you know what? Oh. I hate this phone. I'm sitting here talking. I'm like, okay, hello.
That's what you get for buying ghetto phones.
No, that's what I get for being
Ooh.
On my celly tonight. I don't
Ooh.
Have a ghetto phone. They just happen
Ooh.
To be dead because I've been on them all day.
Ooh.
Okay?
Sound like fighting words.
I'm there. I was just about to pay him a compliment, too. Now I'm taking it back.
What do you think? What do you think of it?
For all those who don't know, this is Brick, the hostess of Brick's House on Monday.
Hello.
Brick, what did you think about our new song we debuted today?
I thought it was a breath of fresh air. Wonderful.
Yes,
and it shows growth. We're growing. No, seriously, I loved it. I love jazz. I'm a lover of jazz. I'm surprised Black Reporter remembers me saying that. I am a sucker for sax. You could be the ugliest. You could look like a walrus and come out on stage. And if you can blow a sax, oh, you got me. I love a sax. A man that can play a saxophone. Automatically.
Okay.
I don't care what you look like. And I think it was good. It was a nice set. I liked it. It was very breezy. I liked the tone.
Yeah,
it was very nice. I'm surprised to hear that's an independent artist. That was very good. I don't know why they haven't been signed anywhere yet. They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they are doing big things, though. They may be an indie artist, but they are doing big things. They are on their way to L.A. when we were speaking this morning to go perform and stuff like that. Like, they are doing really big things. They also have a website. UCCRITTENT.com. You may, and like I said, it's a wife and husband duo. You Secret. I had to ask them how to pronounce that. Right, You Secret.
They're very good.
Their name Eureka and Curtis, and their last name is CRITT. So Crit. So You Secret. I thought that was very awesome. He plays the sax and piano and all that other stuff, so y'all need to check them out. They have an album out and everything.
Ooh, nice. I will.
He plays the sax and he plays the piano?
All of the above. I think he plays the piano as well. And they sing, and they have a very nice, smooth, and they do cover songs and all of the above.
Oh, nice.
Right.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, she's a keyboardist, songwriter, composer, all genres. They cover it all.
Well,
you know what?
I'll definitely check
the Phone Fantasy Radio website for that information. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I was just getting ready to say, from Jazz Corner of Phone Fantasy Radio, it gets thumbs way up.
Okay.
Would you agree with?
On that note, we have a few people
I agree.
I want to acknowledge right now. We have Don Calypso in the chat room. What's going on, Don? And we also have On a Quest. How you doing, Quest? And we also have a guest. So shout out to the chat room right now.
I just want to go in the chat room and say hello.
Go in the chat room and say hello. Let me bring on the other panelists and the other supporters of Phone Fantasy Radio as well. From the 225 Baton Rouge. Spent 3 hours on, 3.5 hours on the phone with her, talking like we were old girlfriends last night.
Why y'all ain't calling me?
Because it was after 11 o'clock, and I know you don't like your phone ringing after that time.
Oh, you know what you need to stop.
You're like an old lady. I know not
to play yourself.
I've been listening to you.
When you be sitting up here sucking your teeth and rolling your eyes, like, who's calling me? I'm not going to be at the end of that one. I want to be at the end of that one, girl. I know. This person calling me at 11 o'clock. I'm asleep. Calling me at 11 o'clock. Floor. I turn my phone on.
You
I pay attention. What's going on, Lady C?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lady C.
We're doing good.
Hello.
And
good evening, Lady C.
How are you?
Good evening, okay, how are you, darling? Porta.
How are you birds doing today?
Oh, no.
Splendid.
I need to hurry up and get to the topic at hand. People are losing interest.
Yeah.
Calling out of the 614. What's going on, John?
Oh my God.
How are you doing, John?
No, it was refreshing. I like jazz, man. You know, it was.
Really?
Awesome.
I didn't know my audience
a black
was into that.
I owe you an apology that time she asked about our love life. Yours kind of reminds me of Casablanca, dude.
Ooh.
Right.
Because you're old school, dude. Casablanca was old school, man.
Okay. All right, can I get into the topic now?
Yeah.
I got all my peoples here.
Are we going down the Hershey Highway?
Hold on. Okay. We are panelists deep right now, and tonight we have a very interesting question that I decided to ask people, and it was a topic that somebody who put me on hold, yes, he called my show and put me on hold, kept talking about and bringing it up, and the question is, do women really enjoy anal sex or just want to please their significant other?
Boy, that sounds interesting.
And I want to invite people to chime in. 805-830-8320 because I'm looking at that person. They could have just left it the way they was, but they hung up and whatever. Anyway, 805-830-8320 is the number to call, and you can join in the conversation at any time. If you would like to speak on the phone, I suggest press the number 1, and I will let you on. Then I know you're ready to talk. If you're not ready to talk, you just want to listen, then just stay as you are. But if you want to speak, please press the number 1. So which of our awesome females want to start first? Brick?
Oh, no. Oh, you got to go first. a Z come before C? I'm the lady Z.
No, you're B. B. B comes before C.
Lady Z,
B. Yeah, she did that. You see how she did that? She assumed you under the bus. What do you think, Rick? Let's get to this.
What do I think about that? That ladies just do it just for the man's sake and not for their own sake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To be totally honest with you, I believe that we do it just for the man. And I say mm-hmm. that because women... We have no real, that's not an erogenous zone for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a, it's not a point of pleasure for
mm-hmm.
us. And mm-hmm. when we do that, it's because, you know, a man likes, you know, something snug and, you know, a little bit snug and unfortunately, you know, an anus is more snug than a vagina. So
mm-hmm.
they want something, you know, they want their meat in the can real tight. So that's why they go into that way. But we have no, unless someone can prove me different or prove me wrong, but women have no, we have no erogenous zones back there. We have no points of pressure back there where
mm-hmm.
it would excite us. So
mm-hmm.
if you're looking, so you're talking totally from one side and from the woman, do we get anything out of it? No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
No, we just get the pleasure of knowing that you guys are enjoying yourself. But to tell you the truth, it's not on our 101, you know, wonderful things to do in bed. No.
Okay. What would be number one?
That's another story for another day. I'm going to let the rest of the panel answer the question, and then we'll come back around to that like we want. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So we got Dawn in the chat room. Dawn, I suggest you call in 805-830-83. 20, and you read your comments yourself. Lady C?
Okay, I think there are some women that actually enjoy it, but the majority of the women, they don't enjoy it, and a good bit of us say, hell no, that's a one-way canal. And, I mean, there is some pleasure can be found there to a degree, but going all the way like that, no. No. And I don't, and I think, like she says, men just think they want to try every hole they can. And if you're willing, they're going to try. If you're willing to let them, they will, because for the longest time, they were happy with oral sex. Now, that wasn't good enough. They want, well, this is I'll pop her cherry. She may be too old to have any other one, but she's no longer a virgin anywhere. You know, but no, I don't. Me, no.
That's not for you.
Okay.
All right. Because I am the next female on here, I will answer. If you have never tried anal sex and he brought it to your attention, or it was, you know, you heard your girlfriend talking about it, it at first does not turn you on, for the simple fact that when I think of anal sex, I think of dirty. I think of feces, I think of smell, I think of no. I don't want you to look at me that way. I don't want you to associate my name with shit on your dick. It don't go together. Okay? That's me, first of all. That's my mental. Like,
yep.
No, it's a turn off. The second thing I think of when I think of anal sex is pain. Okay?
Ooh, yes.
I have a low tolerance of pain. If I step on something and hit my foot, I'm mad. I bang my foot a lot. I have a very low tolerance for pain. And the third thing I think of is trust. That is the exit. It doesn't stretch like the vagina. I feel like I have to, or I'm only willing to give that to someone that I truly trust. And lastly, it will be with somebody, or it will be to somebody that not only do I trust, but
I know that he has my best interest at mind. So it would only be really to satisfy him. That in, as far as it being stimulating, because I have not had it fully or orgasm for it, I don't look at it as being stimuli. But they do say you have nerves in your buttocks. They also say that it's the idea mentally that something is so taboo, but yet exciting. And I think that's what anal sex is for a woman. It's more of a mental thing than an actual physical thing, like Brick said. You have to be on that level that you actually experience this something new with your lover. You brought that to the table. The fact that you trust him, the fact that he's being as gentle that he's ever been with you, because he has to be in the right mindset as well. And the fact that he's getting a different pleasure, so his reactions is going to be different than what you've ever experienced from him, only in my opinion. So I think it can be pleasurable, but it's more of a mental thing. That's why it's so intense. That's just my thought. We're going to go ahead and go to Black Reporter.
Okay. I've only gone there once when I was younger. And this was with an older woman. And I went there, strangely enough, because she asked. And it shocked the hell out of me. But she asked me. And I said, sure. And evidently, she was of the mindset that it pleasured her so much that, you know, the couple of times that we did make love, that she wanted to do it each time. Shocked the hell out of me. But I don't go out looking for anything like that. That's not me. It reminds me too much of being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Just come out and say it, you know. And, you know, and there are so many reasons why gay men do that. I mean, the main one is that they cannot do it any other way.
Wait, what?
Want. I mean, they cannot do it any
Wait,
other way.
Wait, what are you getting into gay men? Why are you mentioning gay men? We're not over there. What are you doing?
I'm just... Never mind.
Right.
Thank you.
We're not over there. Don't go over there. We're not engaged.
Okay.
We're not over there yet.
Okay.
We're going to bring on, oh, we got somebody with their hand raised. 718-619. How are you?
Hello, Lady LaCrush. How are you?
Ooh. I'm doing swell, Formal Ray.
Let me tell
what's
you,
up,
I will
Ray?
Get into. Hey, what's going
Hi,
on? How's everybody? Hey,
right.
Brick.
That's
how
hello
you doing?
To everybody.
Hello.
How's it going? Hey.
Good.
Let me tell you, you put me in such a mood with how you opened the show. You got
oh.
me. And
yeah.
I think it's so. I like the creativity you have. Setting me up with all that music to talk about a topic like this.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
But
what's your thoughts on it?
Well, the thing is, I did it twice with one woman.
Right.
And this is going back 7 years, but anyway, she was scared. She was so against it and everything, and it just happened by accident because.
No!
This is what happened. I won't go into too much detail, so I'll make it short and sweet. We were in the dark, and let's just say. I thought I was in one hole, but
mm-hmm.
I was in that hole. And as I said, we were in the dark. And I got to say, she was so turned on by it. She really was, because I was very gentle. I didn't ram myself in.
Right.
You know, and she really appreciated it to the point where she let me do that to her again.
Right.
And this was, and that I know of, her only two times were with me. And, you know, the only two times I've ever inserted myself in that hole was with her. And it was a cool experience. It was great. And, you know, me, if I had to do a physical feature, me personally, I'm a butt man. So it's like, you know, it was a great experience. And you have to be, you can't just ram yourself. And that's where a lot of men go wrong. And that's why you have a lot of women who are afraid to try, because a lot of men are careless. They don't realize how gentle a lot of areas of a lady are. And, you know, they could be just reckless. So that's why you have a lot of ladies who say, you know, it's a one-way canal, and they would never try it because, as you said, you really have to be on that mutual level of trust and respect to explore that or anything else.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I have a shout-out to everyone. Fish and Chips and Big Tits from Russ.
Hey, Russ.
From Russ in England, who is tuned in right now. We have a conversation going on in the chat room. Shout out to the guests that's tuned in. Shout out to the people that's listening on the phone lines. Before I get into that, I want to bring in, I can't leave him out, he's a true supporter. He just goes off the deep end sometimes, but I do want to get his opinion on it. John?
No, I have to say no. No, truthfully.
No, to what?
And my girlfriend said it wouldn't be one of the nicest things, and like, I'd have to say, you know, with being full-figured, she's got an ass, but, I mean, it's used for caressing. I really wouldn't get into sticking my dick up some chick's ass unless I was gay, and I'm not gay.
Okay.
You know.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Totally.
If I'm
going to
use a dipstick, it's going to be on the car, not on a chick.
I know that's right. Okay, so right now, everybody get your bearings. We're going to go into the song set, three songs as I do, and we're going to come back. And we're going to talk. And I'm going to take your song requests if you want. If you're in the chat room, if you want to tell me now, you can. Any suggestions? Okay. Well, y'all think about that. And we come back and we'll finish our conversation on, do women really enjoy anal sex or just want to please their significant other? This is a song request coming from me. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All the chronic in the world can be the message. You get the ultimate high. You want to start, baby? Let's check this out.
Take my money, my house and my car. For one hit of you can have it all, baby. Cause making love every time we do, girl, it hurts that you love. Cause I'm an addict of you, and you know that I
can't leave you alone. 1993. Check this freaky style out.
I feel so freaky tonight, and I need someone to make me feel alright. So bring your body here, baby. Have no fear, I'm gonna fulfill your fantasies, just as long as you.
First chapter.
right, ladies and gentlemen. I am back. You are tuned into the Boom Boom Room, or Crush Grooves. We acting up tonight. We are definitely acting up tonight. The chat room is going bananas. Shout out to the chat room. Dawn, Brick, Quest, and Russ is holding down the chat room right now. We just finished playing a three-set tune. I started off with Fiendin' by Jodeci, Sex Me by R. Kelly, and Meeting in My Bedroom by Silk. And I'm going to bring on Brick. She's talking about she's going to beat me.
Yeah.
Why are you going to beat me?
Yeah,
I'm
going to beat you. Well, first of all, you didn't put on my request.
No.
And in its place, you put R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like, are you crazy? R. Kelly?
I was wondering why you watched this giggling.
I did not put your request.
R.
Just because when I seen it, I already had the songs lined up. So I didn't get
R. Kelly?
Yeah, R. Kelly. That's a,
R. Kelly
that's
is singing to a kid.
But
he's singing to children.
Let me listen. Regardless of what you may say, there's been a lot of kids that have been produced from it. So, okay.
It's none of mine now.
I want to say this. I do want to say this, that this is the Boom Boom Room. This is my show. I play what I want to play, first of all. Secondly.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Secondly, you know, do it like this. You rent the first room. The first floor, you remember that. You told me that, okay? Secondly, this is the time where you have to set the mood. And this is what we call foreplay. For the simple fact that we are talking about something that's a little taboo, a little dirty, and to most, a little painful. So before you get into doing all of that, you got to get people in the right mindset. So that's the reason why I've been playing the songs that I have been playing. And I hope y'all are enjoying the selection. Right now, I'm just going to go down the list of the people that we have on our phone list. We have John representing Columbus, Ohio. We have Formal Ray representing Staten Island. We have Lady C in Baton Rouge. We have Brick in Brooklyn. And we also have Black Reporter in New Iberia.
A whole lot smaller town. You're listening to Full Fantasy Radio. You're listening to Crush Grooves on Full Fantasy Radio. And which is a division of the Crush herself. And we're going to move on tonight with our topic.
What? Okay.
Black Reporter
was trying to say it is the top of the hour. It is 10:04 on the East Coast, 9:04 on the Central Coast,
Central.
Well, it's not even a coast, Central Time Zone, and we are talking about anal sex. The next question on our agenda may get the man panties in a little bunch, but just remember, we are grown, and this is a mature adult conversation. Okay?
Yeah.
My next question for tonight is, if a man likes, asks, or his woman asks to have his butt played with, his anal, just the hole, played with during sex by a woman, does this make him bisexual? That's the question we have. And before anybody else answers, we're going to go to the men on the chat, on the line right now. And I'm going to start with Formore. What you got for me, Formore?
Lord have mercy. I knew you were going to attack. Does it make him bisexual?
Ooh. Right. How do you feel about anal play?
How I feel about anal play, you said, right? That's interesting. You know what? This is gonna sound weird, but no one's ever played with me back there. The most that's ever been done was a woman had smacked me on my butt. That's about it. But as far as like going to deep in, I never had that experience.
Okay.
Does it make the guy bisexual? Oh my goodness, it's hard to say. I guess it depends on the reaction.
Okay, well, we're not getting to you. Shh. What do you mean on the reaction?
Well, oh my goodness. I mean, because the thing is, it's like, as I said, I'm only guessing, so I ain't speaking from experience. But if a woman plays with a guy anally, and then all of a sudden he just flips out and just wants it, not just from a woman but from a man too, that's all I say. I guess it depends on how he reacts after that experience.
Okay. What about you, Black Reporter?
I tend to agree with Momo Ray.
You what?
Momo Ray, I tend to agree with him.
Okay.
And Momo Ray and I,
No, just tell us what you think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I think is that if... It depends on the man's reaction.
Okay.
If he shies away and everything, then you know that's a promoting area. Mm-hmm. If he seems like he enjoys it back there, then you might want to question your relationship. And not necessarily question your relationship, but you might want to question him. Are you sure you're 100%, you know, into women, or are you bi?
Okay. We have some other gentlemen on here, but I'm going to get to the ladies. Brick?
Yes. I must say that I'm in this chat room, and I'm highly upset with Dawn and Quest. You know what they say in the chat room. They say, I'm a batty boy if you let a woman do anything to him. That's wrong. I don't agree.
Well, why are you so pissed off, Dawn? Why are you so pissed off? Talk to me.
Well, I'm pissed off because, listen, we are one people, right?
Can we stop?
He called them hippies. They're saying in the chat room, basically, that if you let a woman do it, then they're a bossy boy, mm-hmm. you know. And only time, I think that the only time you could be a bossy boy or be made into one, unless I'm a man. I'm not a man. So mm-hmm. it's not boy on boy. It's mm-hmm. still woman on man. So what makes it bossy? That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a common misconception. You know, I mean, I'm not a lesbian unless another woman touches me. You understand what I'm saying? So does that mean since I let a man go in between my legs and give me oral, something that a lesbian would normally do, does that make me a lesbian? No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's no different than a woman going behind you and doing whatever she wants to you, it's still a woman. Now, as long as there's no next organ brought into play, you understand what I'm saying, like a strap on or anything like that, then you get into a whole different realm of a freak. I'm not talking about that. But I mean that there shouldn't be anything wrong, just like he didn't go and stick his finger in my behind. I can't stick mine in his. it's still a man and a woman. Mm. God is still going to look the other way because it's man and woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not like it's man or woman or woman. That's why I don't understand where y'all are getting this from in the chat room. That's all. I just had to address that in the chat room. Because it's too much to fight.
I don't know if he's come back or anything, but he is a man on the chat line. The chat line. Chevy baby, are you with us?
Oh, Chevy back? No, I don't see that.
Okay. I'll let John put his two cents in. What you got for me, John?
As long as it's like a man and a woman, yeah, but like Brick said, if I turn around and somebody's got a strap on, I'm getting the fuck out of there, man.
Yeah, okay. Bam.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if this would be my girlfriend usually likes to use foreplay, but she, you know, like kind of caresses my booty. But it usually winds up caressing my booty while she's giving me head. You know, and I don't mind that. It's just if I ever turn around and she's got a strap on, which she's never did because she ain't like that. But there's some women out there that are real fucking weird,
yeah.
Man.
Okay. I want to get into another caller we have. Wow, we got a lot of callers right now. We got the 919-249.
Okay.
919-249.
Oh, hello, Crush. This is on a quest. Hi, Brick. Hi, everybody. What we said was if you put the strap on and then go to bingo, like a bingo on the guy and he likes it. If you read maybe four lines, you'll see that. That's what we were saying. We said if the guy's gonna let you put the strap on and then let you beat it up.
You know.
Okay.
You
that room. Y'all got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that's what it said. If you read it, that's what he said. And I agree with him. I second him on his opinion. Because I don't think you should, you know, go far. That's a little bit beyond.
All right. For all those who do not know what's going on right now, on the quest is in the chat room, and he's actually responding to Brick's statement. Hold on the quest. Tell people where you're calling from. Hello? On the quest?
I'm sorry. I realize that it's a delay. Okay. All
right.
Right.
You got to turn that down. Cause you'll get
yeah, okay. I'm just catching up. It's my first time calling. Okay. So that's all I was saying was, you know.
All right.
Personally, I feel, you know, if you... A woman putting her finger in the guy's butt, that's relative to who you're talking to. Guy likes it, he likes it. The girl likes it, they like it. Some people, for whatever reason, so I don't think it necessarily makes you gay because you get pleasure out of it. But I do think if you're going to go get a device that simulates a man's penis and use it on you, then I think that's a little bit gay. I said a little bit. I think that's very gay. But anything short of that, even if it's a woman, okay, let me ask you this, Crush. If it's a female, do you think gay for a guy to have a relationship with a female or a transvestite?
Wait, what?
Do you think it's gay for a man to have a relationship with a woman who has male equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. So if a woman puts on a device that simulates male equipment, would that not be gay too?
I don't believe so.
Okay. I think you have a time finding any straight men to tell you that's not. I'm going to tell you something else.
Okay.
Dennis Rodman once said that it's not gay to get a blowjob from another man. That's a damn lie. That is a damn lie. Look it up. Google it. I was watching. He was on Howard Stern. I was watching it. He said he's had blowjobs from Dennis Rodman. Said he's had blowjobs from other men, and it was not gay. This is when he was married to
Carmen Electra.
Who she met. Carmen Electra. Oh, there you go.
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He was married. This is why he was married to Carmen Electra. He said it. Why he was married to Carmen Electra. So, you know, a lot of men have different ideas of what's gay and what's not, but, yeah,
right.
You know, his opinion was it was just pleasure. Pleasure's pleasure. I don't get that. Personally.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling. Tell people where you're calling from.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
I got another caller from the 347-844. State your name and where you're calling from, and give us your opinion.
Hey, this is Snipe from Brooklyn.
How are you?
I sound like a Brooklyn brother.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, man? I think that shit is totally gay. That shit is crazy.
Thank you, Mike.
Absurd.
Okay. You've never had a woman do any of those to you? Whether it be toss your salad, use a finger, or anything like that?
No.
Would you like to pop tape?
I smacked the shit out of a woman trying to toss.
And that's the thing. I didn't even get that far, Brick. I didn't even go that far. I didn't even take it there just yet. But
that's crazy.
Speaking on that.
I'm strict.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking. All right. All right. Appreciate you calling and giving us your 2 cents. But I'm going to take it to a step further, gentlemen.
Yeah.
All of y'all who feel this is gay or bisexual, whatever the case may be. Rick had mentioned earlier when talking about a woman and having anal sex that there's nothing there for her to get direct pleasure from.
Exactly.
However, for a man, there's something called the prostate gland.
Uh-huh.
And if you can think of it as a G-spot for men.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's a different sensation for men.
Nah.
So if you just take the idea of I'm gay all out of your mind and just open up a little bit. I didn't say get a dildo. I didn't say get any type of toy or anything like that. She can use her finger. Okay?
That's crazy,
just,
man.
Well, you know, for
Aren't
some people
pleasure,
that's willing
like
to try it, that's something
huh?
you're not into. I said that's something you're not into. We understand it. But, you know, there's some gentlemen out there that may try it.
Yeah, but that's totally gay.
Okay, well,
on that note,
Mike, I'm going to get into Lady C. Lady C's been sitting here quietly, patiently, and I'm sure you got a comment on this, Lady C. share with us your comment, Lady C.
Like you said, it stimulates the prostate. If it's your woman, I mean, some men may have a problem with holding an erection, and that will help stimulate it and will get them a good erection and stuff and give them a rush as well. And like everybody said, it's not putting a big thing in there. You just take the tip of the finger, and hopefully she don't have long nails, and stimulate the prostate.
Just rip your ass off.
It's fulfilling. But it's just like the man want to do the women. It's a feeling that a man can enjoy, and it does not make them gay. I agree with that. If they get in the habit, they want. But there are some men, I've seen it on TV, on HBO, that the women can put their whole hand up their man's butt, and they enjoy it. And it's a couple things. The wife and the husband do each other. You know, it's to stimulate and enjoy their relationship. If you stick it to your, just stick with your mate, I don't consider that gay because what you and your mate do is to satisfy each other.
Right.
No, that's
with
gay.
With a woman, it's satisfaction. That doesn't make you gay if it turns you on and makes her happy. Just like you want the woman to make you happy, you want to teabag her or something and you want to do all this, that doesn't make her
any less of a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Mike, your name is?
Huh?
Mike?
Huh?
Oh,
Snipe.
Where are you calling from? You said Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, this is Snipe.
Oh,
S-N-I-P-E.
Snipe. Snipe.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize for that. Okay, so you strongly feel that this is gay. You've ever teabagged a woman?
Yes, I did, and loved it.
You teabagged a woman and loved it. You ever wonder where the term teabagging came from?
Uh-huh. You said where it came from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever it came from, good though. Especially as far as on some male or female side. Where it came from, I don't really care. It's a good idea though.
That's how you teabag a woman? I don't know how you do that.
Huh?
I don't know how you teabag a woman. I thought only men could be teabagged.
Well, I can only show it. I can't really say it.
But what part of the body does it involve?
No, it's the penis, but you know, the face is down and you up on it, so you just dipping it in.
Mm-hmm. So a woman, are you teabagging the woman or the woman teabagging you?
No, you teabag.
Oh, you're dropping your teabag in her mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you putting the joint all up in her mouth. But how you know she on a downward and you up and you dipping it?
I thought that was a Roman soldier.
Huh?
I thought that was a Roman soldier. Okay.
We're not even gonna get into that. We're gonna move right on along. Anyway, we have Dawn in the chat room going crazy. And Dawn needs to stop multitasking for 5 minutes and talk to us, Dawn. Just give us 5 minutes.
Yeah, he got like a whole damn diatribe in here.
Dawn is going in the chat room, and I can't follow the chat room because I got like 4 or 5 windows open right now. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Hi, Dawn.
Yes.
Good evening, Dawn.
Hey, good evening, folks. For that last one, just think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If the recipient nose gets tickled while they have the family jewels in their mouth and they sneeze, that I don't know how I would explain that to the ER doctors. I would be too embarrassed. Yeah, I stay away from. I like my tea bag in the cup, preferably mint or chamomile.
I agree.
Maybe some with honey, but no, not that kind of teabag, because I don't want to risk that.
Okay.
Exactly.
So
that is
tell us, Dawn, your opinion about a man having his anal played with by a woman. What are your thoughts on it?
Like I said, if it's a manual stimulation, I mean, most guys are uncomfortable with the idea, but it will definitely cause the flag to stand at full staff.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a difference between that
and
getting a phallic-shaped object that you strap on and basically plow the dude. And I'm looking at the prostate, especially if you want to see what a human super soaker looks like, or you want to get him ready for round two. Yeah, I mean, I've heard that some women say that basically if they do that, that'll get a guy standing right back up again.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yep.
But again, if she decides that she's going to wear that strap, especially his Donkey Kong one, and he's willingly takes it, I'm sorry.
Donkey Kong.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
So I understand you, ladies. I mean, you're right. You know, there's a question. What is, when you say what is there for you guys? it will give women stronger climaxes than by regular intercourse. I know this because I had an ex who had her strongest punch. When cat flow was visiting, and, you know, we didn't want to run red lights, well, mm-hmm. we'd go to Hershey Highway, and guess what? It was delightful for her.
Okay. Interesting.
Hershey cool. Highway, huh?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Well, it sounds better than Dookie Shoot, you know. It has a nicer ring to it.
Right.
Okay.
I appreciate that. All right, Dawn. Thank you for tuning
well,
in.
And
no thank
problem.
You for
I'm going to mute
commenting.
Myself again.
Okay.
Oh, well, thanks for giving me the floor.
No problem. Dawn?
Yes.
You want to tell people where you're calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from the Philly area.
Okay.
And no, I'm not just faking, even though I was typing in my fake patois, you know. I was just being facetious.
Okay.
But, you know, guys, if you need me to, me can't speak like a patois, you know, because that Yankee guy, they like it, you know. They get the poop
oh.
wet. Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, man.
Don't be the last time, Don.
Right.
Don't be
okay,
the last
thank you, Don. I'm going to put you back on mute. I'm going to put everybody back on mute. Thank you to Quest for calling in. Thank you for Stott. What's his name?
Snipe. Like, what is Snipe?
Right. Thank you to Snipe. Thank you to Quest. Uh-huh. And thank you to Dawn for holding down the chat room and tuning in and participating. I really do appreciate that. What's going to happen now is I'm going to go into another song set, and they're going to come back, and we're going to talk about something else. Or we might just stay on the same topic. I don't know. You got to stay tuned. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You got any song requests?
What about reading?
What?
Huh?
You said, what are you reading?
Oh, no.
I said, what about reading?
Reasons.
Oh.
I'm trying to give you something easy enough that you can find. So.
Right. Yeah. That was crazy. All right. Lady C, do you have a song request? Anybody else have a song request? Yes.
No.
I have a song request. Who? Somebody said something, yes.
That was
you
got to
repeat it. Who just said
no,
something?
No, I said no. No, I have nothing right now.
Oh.
You have anything by Aaron Hall?
Aaron Hall?
Yeah.
I think
I
did.
Miss you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you,
Chris. On that note, we'll get into y'all's song requests right now. We'll get into your song request right now. Then we'll come back and we'll fit in conversation. If you just tuned in, this is Crush Grooves with La Crush and Black Reporter, the Boom Boom Boom. And the number to call in, 805-830-8320. Press that number 1, and we'll get this conversation popping. And on that note, let me see if I can find what I'm looking for. Okay. On that note, here goes some Lotus Flower Bomb.
Yay!
Really?
All right. Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus Flower Bomb. Take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you, no disrespecting, baby, just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up, that's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up, little vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed, I acknowledge your effort. so I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard, she deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell, I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos when Shawty get in the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a man with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mind. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to
leave you blind. I feel it when you dance. Feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing's tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb. In orbit, I be damned if I did not land mine, or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call eight cups. I just think I need one night, slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
Fantasy,
wow.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.
Through the night, I wish you was here. I can see your pretty face again. Please come back and rescue me from all the pain and misery. The reasons that we're here.
including Brick, including myself.
Oh,
so you're going to hear some independent music as well. You're going to hear some independent music. It's not going to be as sensual as tonight. But if you are independent artist and you would like to submit your work, you can hit us up on the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can visit the website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. And we got the homework thing. I got my homework down packed. Me and Lady C, I know it's good, because Lady C got a notebook and I got a notebook. So.
I'm going to try to write something happy this time.
Now, you see, I'm a generalist. I'm not used to writing poetry.
Well,
you got homework.
You better put together something.
I know. I've got something for you, Black Reporter.
Don't even go there.
Fight the power.
Don't come in. You better not come when no roses are red. Once again, Spoken Memoirs is open to any and everybody. If you are a poet, if you are a freestyle rapper, you want to come through and share your words of art, you sure can. Once again, save the number to your phone, 805-830-8320. We had an awesome time last month. You go always check out the archives of that. So tonight, we're going to end the show a little differently. I'm going to give y'all a couple of tips to try to make anal sex more pleasurable and more fun. And these are my tips.
And we're not talking about Vaseline.
What?
Nothing. I'm trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
First off, ladies, and I know that there's some ladies out there, many ladies out there, that feel anal sex can be dirty and anal sex can be painful. What you need to do, in my opinion, is practice. It's perfect. There's a couple of things a lady can do before attempting anal sex. One of the things is give yourself an enema. Okay?
If
you don't know what an enema is, this is a new age of the internet. You can look it up. You can go to your local pharmacy. They have these old school with a little water bottle and it has a little spout on it.
You have on the bathroom door?
Use that. Or you can go and you can actually get a disposable one. It looks like a dush, but it's not a dush, and it'll say an enema on it. And you can get that and squash. Something else you can do, ladies. If you feel like you gotta go, don't do it. If you have that urge, don't do it.
Do it all over. We'll never ask you again.
Something else you can do, ladies, you can go to a store, normally a sex store, or go online, and you order something called a butt plug. A butt plug is about less than 3 inches tall. It has a flare at the bottom, a flare bottom. So it don't get too lost up in there and you have to go and get somebody. You know, just put a lot of lube on it, slip it up in there, and try to walk around with it. Just for a couple of hours, an hour if you, and they have them in different sizes. And you just start small just to get the use of it and the feel of it. And, you know, that's a good way to start off. Another way is if you're dealing with your boo, another thing you can do is actually have him start off with a finger and work your way up from that. So just so you get the use of something here. Men, you can help as well. You like it, you want it done, but you don't know what you're doing. One, you gotta research. Do your research. It is not that difficult. You can go on the internet. You can talk to other people, preferably your homeboy. Preferably your homeboy. You can do that. You know, another homegirl, your best friend, your doctor. You could talk to somebody. Talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, both of y'all, is have patience. You know, just because you asked her doesn't mean she's going to be comfortable right away. This is something that is not going to happen overnight. I don't care who she may be, who she is. You got to have patience. You also have to have patience when actually doing the do. That's my thing. Once you are able to experience this with her and share this with her, be considerate of her. I'm just saying, this is, you know, do foreplay. This is where foreplay is going to matter, guys. You got to get her in the right mindset. That's the key. Getting her in the right mental state of mind where she's comfortable with you, where she's willing to put herself in that predicament to accept that pain. You gotta be gentle. Think about the first time. You ask a girl how was your first time was, and she said it was horrible, it sucks, da 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 da. You gotta do the complete opposite, because that's what it's gonna feel like the first time. I'm just saying. Another thing is always have lube. Always gotta have lube. Once again, it's very dry over there. So the more lube you have, the easier it'll be on both of y'all.
Mm.
And you don't have to worry about breakage and things of that nature. Use protection. Breakage, yes. There's vessels back there that can... There's vessels in your anal area, ma'am. And those vessels can break. Yeah, the vessels can break.
See, this is too much risk.
Why? The vessels can break. Another thing, as far as, like, you know, it's not built for incoming. So, you know, you got to, like I said, you got to do research, people. I don't care if you're a woman or a man trying it for the first time or not. It sounds good, but you got to do right.
You know,
use silicone, water-based lube. Dawn, I don't know why you just don't speak it. You're better and more experienced at this than I am. I don't know why, Don.
Ron is like the master. He teaches everybody something.
I don't know why, Don. Don, why don't you just let us know what you think? I am not against team anal. I just don't like pain. Go ahead.
The assologist on the phone.
Can you guys hear me?
Professor Don? Yes, we can.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, again, I've done the research, read about it, looked into it, and that's what they say. The silicone ones, they last longer. They're better for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're better because otherwise the water-based ones, after a while they dry out. Unless you have a little water to add to get it wet again, you know, you're going to keep on having to add and add, and it might get sticky, whereas the silicone ones keeps on going and going and going. You know, it's like the Energizer Bunny of loops.
Oh,
right, Astroglide. Astroglide it up.
Astroglide. That one is water based. I think they have something called Wet Platinum. Like, you're better off go to an adult store. They can tell you. They have all the different ones. But no Vaseline.
No Vaseline, no oil base, because all the oil is going to do is eat it up. But, you know, as far as the butt plugs, silicone is the best material to use. Most of it is made out of silicone. As far as doing the actual do, as far as doing anal sex, you have to use a water base for the simple fact that the oil or the silicone will actually eat through the condom. It's rubber. So it's not going to mesh well together. So they do say use water base so it don't damage the condom. And I do suggest that everybody wear condoms when having sex, especially anal sex. I don't know. That's just my thought on it. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. I really do appreciate it. Okay. Is something funny?
Stop pretending she's disgusted. We know she's lying.
You lying. Oh, okay. All right. On that note, I want to also let y'all know about Monday night, when we'll be back on the air with Brick House. Brick, what's going down Monday night?
Before we go on to Brick House, real quick, I visited our good friend Renee yesterday on her program. Renee has a program every...
Go ahead, Brick.
Wait a minute. No, he didn't swagger jack me to put... Girl?
Go. Go ahead, Brick.
Go ahead.
Just go. Please, just go.
All right. Anyway, Monday on Brick's House, because someone swagger jacked my show topic, so I was going to have this week. I had to come up with another one, and basically we're going to talk about I had to move one of my shows up. Why are black people continuing to risk their lives when having sex? And by this, I mean that black people are just not using condoms. They're not at all using condoms.
So you swagger jack me after you got swagger jacked.
I didn't swagger jack you.
look at my synopsis when you get a chance for tonight's show.
Okay, well, you know what? You may as well have that. My bad. I'm sorry. I had to come up with something real quick. I was just thinking on my list.
Playing.
I have. I'll go in and get another show. It's okay.
No, I'm
but
just
I was
playing.
Gagged
I'm just
by
playing.
The very
go
person
ahead.
That he's promoting over my show, and I was kind of upset about that. So excuse me for coming out of tune, crush. But my show topic will be posted by the end of tomorrow. It'll be posted. And I'm sorry if I just jacked your title. Seems to be a lot of that going around lately. But I'm sorry. I'll have my title posted tomorrow.
I'm just playing, Brick. Good grief. She does got
to No, seriously.
Now.
I did have it down as your show.
Right, but
I'm
just playing.
I just
you can use it. We didn't cover it. We didn't go there, so you can use it. But that's a story for off air. Once again,
okay, yeah.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Tuesday is.
Like a porter in his hand.
The, Tuesday is the Adult Zone, 9 p.m. Eastern. And next Thursday, we'll be back here again with Spoken Word on Crush Grooves. And Friday of next week, we'll be on Cam. Brick and myself will be hosting the second episode of Pillow Talk, a virtual slumber
right.
party. So next week, Friday, 9 to 11, tune in. You're going to see me and myself and Brick in our pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have
yeah.
a Cam... You can join the conversation as well, and get on the cam
please.
With us. We're gonna you may want to stay tuned next week. We're gonna have fun next week.
We'll have a lot of demonstrations if we don't get cut off the air first.
If we don't get cut, we're gonna have a lot of demonstrations. Ooh, what is
yes,
the topic?
Yes, we're talking about
tomorrow?
Abstinence and the things that you can do to satisfy those cravings. You know, some people have a craving for, you know, oral sex but can't have it. So I'll tell you what you can do to quell your, your hunger for oral sex.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And on Tuesday we'll be talking about celibacy.
No,
so, Formal Ray, I'm going to need you in the building.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Why, oh, boy. I thought you would be happy.
No. I'm looking forward to it. Believe me, I am.
Oh, but why, oh boy? Why you gave me oh boy? Why you gave me that? You're inspiration.
That's quite formal, Ray.
You're inspiration for this topic, Formal Ray. I think it's admirable what you're doing.
I do too.
Oh, thank you very much.
I really do.
I feel
yes. And side note, people, I got game. Anyway. Once again, thank you to everybody that tuned in. Thank you to Dawn Calypso for giving us some education. If y'all was not in the chat room, y'all missed a hell of a part of the show. Thank you to our newbie on the line, Quest, for calling in when he said he wasn't going to. I appreciate the support, sir. What else we got going on? Oh, I was going to call you baby daddy. Oh, good grief. What else we got
Baby
going
daddy.
On, Black Reporter?
I was just going to plug Renee's show, which comes acting on daily. And I showed up at her show, and she was acting to plug her show. And it's daily at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Central Time, 12 noon until, I want to say, did she say 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. Central? I'm trying to remember. But the number that you can call her at is 646.
Yep.
716.
Mm-hmm.
6314. 646-716-6314.
Okay. Thank you very much.
He's also part of Home Fantasy Radio, but Blog Talk Network.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Once again, folks, you can hit us up on the social network, facebook.com/heartsradio, HEARTSRADIO, facebook.com/brickshouse, BRYCKKS, and house. And Black Reporter, got a page as well, BLK Reporter. And you can hit us up on my personal page, La Crush Hearts. We're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. We're on Twitter at Bricks House. And we're on Twitter at La Crush Hearts, Brick, and Black Reporter. So, you know, visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com. And you can do all that good stuff and connect with us. You can also find out, you know, what you've missed on Phone Fantasy Radio this week as well. Song requests, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You want to submit your music, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You want to talk to me, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Who's calling me?
I am. Do you want to let the people know what the new name of the group that La Crush runs?
Oh, yeah, Phone Fantasy Radio got a brand new group on Facebook called the Fancy Lounge. Each day is a brand new theme. Tomorrow is Fantasy Friday. We're going to find something to talk about. So if you want to join us there, just send me a message or look up the Fancy Lounge and ask to join. And we will definitely put you in the mix, like I like to say. And we have some people already chiming in on the last question we had. I'm sorry, Russ. I'm just getting your message. I could not give you the Skype link. Once again, you can call in through Skype. If you look on the page at blogtalkradio.phonefanradio, blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, you'll see a little blue button that says Skype, and, you know, you can click on that to call in. But shout out to Russ in England. Thanks for the love. You can never find that button. We appreciate you calling in. A lot of people think it's gay. I got a lot of ladies who actually said it's gay. They said, nah, straight gay. You know what I say, whatever floats your boat. No, can't. Gay, definitely gay. Wait, straight man wants his asshole played with? And then, you know, that's the opinions on my page. But you can see the conversation at the Fancy Lounge. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is ahead. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we played and said. On your Facebook and Mixcloud, we will see you in a little while. And until we meet again, you are in and we are outie. Have a good weekend, y'all. Some of y'all will see Crush tomorrow. I will see y'all on Monday.
Right. I'm going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be doing some naughty stuff. Oh, no, I got a party tomorrow. I'm going to the Bronx to go show some love to the Matrix Studio and see DJ Mike Major and Ahmad,
ooh,
who's a sexy gentleman who called in last week.
Ooh, Lord, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to go show some love and let everybody know that Phone Fantasy Radio does support other people. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow night. And, yeah. We might do a show this weekend, so stay tuned. Hit us up on Facebook and all that in between. We might have some fun this weekend. And I might have some good news for y'all next week, so you definitely want to tune into the show. I'm just waiting on the confirmation from Lady C. All right. We talked enough. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too, everyone.
Bye.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.